Okay, so let's talk about what Dune 3 could possibly be about. Of course, there's going to be spoilers, potential, like what's going to happen in Dune 3, because of course, this is based on the books that were written. And so, if you don't want spoilers, if you want to go into Dune 3 not knowing much, whenever the case, that movie does come out, because apparently Denis has already almost finished the script. But of course, Warner Brothers is still waiting to see how Dune 2 will do, which it's tracking to do really good, actually. Apparently, it's making like $11 million on its opening night. And all of that, and preview night, of course, Thursday. And it's on track to make $60 to $75 million opening weekend, which is huge. And I would not be surprised to see this go to 200 million worldwide, but we'll see. And I definitely think Warner Brothers would announce a sequel date or tentative date whenever we get to that 250 million mark, because I think that's pretty much known that we're going to go to that billion, but we'll see. That's getting too far ahead. Let's talk about what exactly Dune 3 could be about. And talking about getting too ahead, I'm already talking about Dune 3. So the next book in the line would be Dune Messiah, and in this book we would see a very, very different story than what we've been seeing. So like I said, potential spoilers for what could possibly be happening in the next Dune movie. And of course, it is a book, so if you want to read it as well, you can read it. I haven't read it myself, and what it could hold for us. And I'm definitely going to want to read more of it, and I do definitely want to get deeper into the lore of Dune, so I will be reading it and then making an updated video talking about everything in there. But I'm going to give you like the cliff notes of it all here in this video and how this could all very much so translate on the big screen. So we know at the end of Dune 2, we saw as Paul pretty much ascended into the Messiah role that they for so long throughout the first film and throughout this film were saying they did not want to do. They didn't want to be any part of this prophecy per se. And of course, Lady Jessica pushed and pushed and pushed. Ultimately, of course, Paul as well led himself into that position where he ascended to become this messiah for the Fremen. And we also found out that they are also part Harkonnen, and that kind of messed with his head as well. I feel at the end of the film we saw him ascend to the emperor's role, and now the emperor is bowing to him. We saw that Princess Aurelian as well will now become their bride, and we saw Chani wasn't too happy about all of this happening. We see that Chani leaves at the end of Dune 2, and now it seems that we will see Paul sort of launch a jihad against everybody else because they don't want to see him as an emperor. So, according to what happens in Dune Messiah, it's set years beyond after the end of Dune 2, in which we see that Paul has now become the most like feared emperor and all of this, and has pretty much claimed most of the known universe for themselves, as well as being this messiah still of sorts. So they have this very godlike king power to them, and now they are still with Princess Aurelian in the book. They are still with Chani as well. I don't know exactly how that's going to work, because I hear that the ending for Chani in Dune 2 and what happens in the book is different. So I don't know how exactly they're going to work all of this around, but they're still with Princess Aurelian. Princess Aurelian is trying to bear children with Paul, but Paul is also with Chani and trying to bear children with Chani as well. But apparently, in the book, we see that Aurelian is giving sort of contraceptives to Chani without their knowledge, because the sisterhood wants Princess Aurelian to continue the lineage of the Atreides and not Chani. And Paul knows that one day Chani will give birth to their child, but they don't know exactly when, and they also are okay with that because during the childbirth, Chani will die, and so they don't really want to go through all of that. So, skip a little bit in some little turmoil here and there, which I want to get into once I read the book. But apparently, Chani does ultimately end up giving birth, and they give birth to two children, actually. One of them is Leto, and one of them is Ghanima. And of course, Paul did not foresee the second child. And now at this point, Paul is also blind after an explosion that happens, but they're still able to kind of see due to their psychic powers and all of that. This is why they don't actually venture off into the desert after they become blind, according to Fremen tradition. We also ultimately see Paul's sister here, Leah, who is played by Anya Taylor-Joy in Dune 2. So we're probably going to see Anya Taylor make a comeback in Dune 3. Now is going to take care of Paul's children by the end of it. And Princess Aurelian kind of comes to terms that the sisterhood might not be like the best, like cool thing for her as well, and sort of detaches from all of that as we see Paul also just walk into the desert now that he is blind and sort of like completely done, it seems. So it seems that everything now is set in place for Paul's children to sort of grow up and sort of become these new leaders of sorts, maybe, especially with Aaliyah now being sort of their new guardian of sorts, and Chani, of course, is dead also. So that's pretty much what Dune Messiah is about. There is another book as well, Children of Dune, but I don't know. I think Denise said that they wouldn't be touching that part of the story. They would just be done after Messiah. So I don't know if Warner Brothers would continue that or what the case may be. I do know they wanted to make a TV show for HBO about the sisterhood. I don't know if that's complete or it's coming or what's going on with that, but I think they are very important as well to have that whole background going into Dune Messiah, because they play a big role with Princess Aurelian and wanting that sort of Atreides line to continue on and sort of becoming that force behind it all, as we saw that they were trying to do in the first two Dune movies. So very, very interesting subject there. I think that that definitely is interesting to see what this whole thing could be, because it's sort of an inverse of the story we already saw in the first two Dune movies, where we saw Paul sort of becoming this big hero. And it kind of makes me think of Ozymandias, if you've read that or have heard that. Of course, if you watch Breaking Bad, you know what I'm talking about, this man that got everything in the world and then it came crashing down. And I do want to talk all about that in Paul and Ozymandias in another video, especially with the religion and all of that and the fanaticism. That's a whole other video in itself. But let me know what you think about Dune Messiah, if this is something you would love to see in Dune 3. I don't know if Dune 3 will do bar for bar of what Dune Messiah does, because of course they've already changed some things in Dune 2 and Dune 1 from the first Dune, but we definitely are in for something interesting and very out there for all of these characters to play, if that is the case. Like I said, the ending of Dune 2 and Chani is already a lot different than what this would mean for Dune Messiah, but we'll see what happens. Let me know what you think about it and what Dune 3 could be about, and if you're excited or not. If you've read the books, let me know. Children of Dune, is that worth checking out as well? I'm already going to be checking out Dune Messiah. Just got to get that copy, and we'll definitely read it and talk about it as well if you want to. But make sure you follow us for more on all the updates about that, and let us know what you're most excited to see. But as always, that's going to do it for me. I'll see all of you next time. Make sure you subscribe, like, comment, share on the road to 30,000 subscribers. Let's get to it. Stay safe, stay positive.